This is Idaho Matters. The internment of Japanese Americans here in Idaho during World War II is a dark part of our history that's inspired art as well as social criticism. And this Thursday and Sunday, the Idaho State Museum in Boise will screen a documentary on the Minidoka Camp in South Central Idaho. The screening coincides with a traveling Smithsonian exhibit at the history of internment. The documentary, called Bamboo and Barbed Wire, asks viewers to consider how our past prejudice and suspension of civil liberties might apply to life in America today. Let's listen to something from the trailer.
More than 100,000 men, women, and children, all of Japanese ancestry, removed from their homes in the Pacific Coast states to wartime communities established in out-of-the-way places.
I have to confess, I gave my father a hard time because I read the civics books and I read about, you know, the ideals of American democracy. And I'd say, Daddy, you know, I would have gotten my friends together and gone downtown to the federal building, and we would have protested, we would have demonstrated. This was unjust, it was against our Constitution. And my father said, yes, but what do you think would happen if I did that? I had to worry about you, your mother, your brother, and your sister. They were pointing guns at us.
So I left Syria because I want to live. Because there's no life there.
Yeah, the current situation is really frightening. It brings to mind what we went through. How many times was it said that this should never happen again? And God forbid.
Filmmaker Karen Day is joining us live in studio, along with Boise State student Lubna Alaboud, who was featured in the film. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Karen, the site where 9,000 Japanese Americans were forced to live for years during World War II, it is now a National Historic Site. So when was the first time that you visited Minidoka, and what was that like for you?
Well, interestingly enough, I was making another film, Destination Idaho, and I went to the internment camp in 2014. And at that time, that was before they had rebuilt the visitor center. There were tumbleweeds. They hadn't had the field for a day where they rebuilt the actual baseball fields that took place. And but the first time there, I really experienced a great deal of shame because I didn't realize, after being in Idaho for 15 years, there was actually a site of conscience where there had been an internment camp. And then as I toured the state with the film, the number one question for people under 35 was, I didn't know there was an internment. And over 35, it was, wow, I didn't know there was a camp. And this was right when President Trump was running as a candidate for the White House. So it became very pertinent, the idea of racial discrimination.
Well, but it is one of those things where I think there are many people who don't know the history of internment camps across the Western United States during World War II.
This is true. This is true. And especially millennials. Well, if you look at it, so many of the high school students that I interviewed, this film has now gone around the world, they note that there's only one or two lines about the Japanese American internment in high school history books, whereas there's chapters and chapters about World War II.
What was it about the history that made you realize that you really needed to do a documentary about this?
I think it was inspired by the fact so many people seemed as ignorant as I did. And also, as the cultural conversation shifted with the current political climate, I felt that it was important, and it was also frustrating, and it made me sad to think that history was repeating itself so quickly. This was just, 55 years ago.
Right. I mean, when you think about that. In the film, I mean, you visit the site, you speak to folks who were affected by this. Is there a family or a story that touched you in particular that you could talk about?
I think what was most touching to me was when I met Lubna. All my work is done, a lot of work is done in the low-resource countries. And when I met Lubna here in Boise, it struck me how many people are here per capita in Boise. We have a large number of refugees, and how this cultural conversation, how did it affect them day by day? And to be this close, just to meet Lubna brought the story to life for me. And of course, I met so many families of survivors. And one of them, the National Japanese American Citizens League, they had their grandmother interned, and they actually, the president here in Boise had their grandmother interned, and she will be at the screening to talk about that on Thursday evening, Katie Harai.
And Lubna, I want to bring you into the conversation. You are a refugee from Syria, and as Karen mentioned, one of the voices that we hear in the film. When you heard the story of these camps from years ago, did you see a connection to what you've gone through in your life?
Of course, because these people, they were just facing discrimination because they were just different. And I know that I am different in this country and I might face this. So it is very important to talk about it, to just like Karen said, that there are a lot of like ignorance. So we all should speak up and talk about our issues, because being different, it's not an issue, and everyone should get to know other people from other cultures and races.
And do you think some of that comes from the fact that people aren't educated about, exactly, the differences? So all they see is someone that doesn't look like them.
Exactly. So I feel like it's everyone's responsibility to search up what's going on in the world, why people are coming to America, or to they're emigrating, and
Have you faced prejudice or fear since living in the United States?
It was a little bit of fear because of how I wear my hijab. I cover my head. So, and I was always worried or stressed about people will discriminating me or something. But I have never faced something directly where mean to me or not respectful.
And Karen, in the movie, you make a connection between, what happened in the internment camps and this idea of, history repeating itself, right? And what we're seeing now. Did you mean to find that thread, or did it just fall into place as you were making the film?
Well, let's say that it's in the headlines and it's pertinent every single day in the last 6 years and continues to be. But one thing I worked really hard at, though, being a social justice documentary maker, this is my 19th film, and in the film, we feature the 442nd, which is the military unit that was made up of Japanese-American volunteers from the internment camps, which to this day is the most decorated military unit for its size in military history, in the U.S. history. And I did that on purpose. George Takei does the voiceover. He was there in the trailer very generously. And the point being that I did that on purpose because I wanted the military issue speaks across cultural and political lines. It speaks to loyalty and sacrifice, mm-hmm, and the freedom's never really free.
Well, and that we should note that these soldiers, these military personnel, when they came home on leave, and if their family was in an internment camp, they spent their leave in the internment camps.
In their uniform.
Right.
Yes, and they had an 82% mortality rate in the 442nd because they were purposely sent into harm's way. But they wanted to prove their loyalty, so they did. And I felt that was really the most common thread in the film, because my job, I feel, as a documentary filmmaker, is to let people think for themselves. And it's not to carry my own prejudice or opinions forward. It's to present the story as wide-angle view as possible. And when you do that, well, the parallels between someone like Lubna, who's coming here as a Muslim, mm-hmm, into the United States, it's so obvious.
And you mentioned George Takei, but you also feature Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in this. How did you secure those interviews?
It's really interesting. I used to be an independent war zone reporter. I worked for NBC, BBC, CNN. And in that line of work, you meet a lot of other journalists, and you're often in harm's way. So when you make an ask, and I knew someone from BBC and gave him a call, and they had recently done an interview with her and those kind of connections, it really helps.
Pays off a little bit, right? So what's next for Bamboo and Barbed Wire? You have after the local screening this week.
Yeah, I do want to encourage people to come, first of all, to the history and see the Smithsonian exhibit. This, I donated the screening to the actual History Museum because all of the proceeds go toward the traveling suitcase program, which are articles from Minidoka that go to the public schools. Thursday sold out. We're so excited. Sunday we added that so other people can see it. And from here, it goes to the Stockholm Film Festival. It's going to CAM in San Francisco. It's already been to 14 film festivals around the world, including premiered at Gina Davis's Bentonville, and also went to Sheffield Docks and Rain Dance.
So as you mentioned, the film is sold out for Thursday, but you still have tickets available for Sunday if folks want to see it?
At 1 o'clock for the matinee, absolutely.
And how do people get tickets?
They can go to the Idaho State Historical Museum website. They have an events page, and you can secure tickets there.
Lubna, what was it like for you to be able to not just be featured in this, but to really be able to use your voice?
I really felt like proud because I had like a message, and I wanted to reach it to as many people as possible. So I was really happy and glad that I had the opportunity to like have a voice and to give that message to people in here.
Well, and it's so wonderful, Karen, to have, of course, these larger than life figures like Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but then to also have people who live among us locally, because this is also a way, right, to educate, is to hear people like Lubna.
To meet Lubna, yeah. So one of the best stories that she tells that many people see her in her hijab, and it's like, are you bald under there? And she still has a sense of humor.
Do kids ask you that? I was going to say.
Do you take shower with it on? Do you sleep with it?
But isn't that great about little kids, right? Is that because adults wonder.
Yes.
But kids will ask.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We've been talking with filmmaker Karen Day, whose documentary Bamboo and Barbed Wire will screen at the Idaho State Museum this week. There are still tickets available for the Sunday matinee, as well as Boise State student Lubna Alaboud. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Alaboud. Lubna Alaboud, who is featured in the documentary, but is also a student at Boise State University. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Up next, who actually wrote the Idaho Constitution? It has been a mystery, but a detective came in and solved that. We'll have it coming up next.